Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's dive into PMI. We've got a positive, a minus, and something interesting for you today. Who got to pee?
I got to pee
Josh
today.
Got to
this
pee.
One's really cute. I like this. I want you guys to meet Mr. Walter Orthman. He is a legend who has been dedicated to perseverance and dedication his entire life. At 100 years old, he holds the Guinness Book of World Records as the most loyal employee, having worked at the same textile company for 84 years.
84 wow. years.
He started in 1938 at this textile company as a shipping assistant, whatever that was. And Walter climbed the ranks throughout the company with passion and commitment and dedication, proving that loving what you do keeps you going strong for well over 50 years on this thing.
His
secret,
a long time.
He said, find a job that you love, stay curious, and live in the present. He was awarded the Guinness Book of World Records award last month, and it's wise words from a man who has seen nearly a century of work and change throughout his entire life, but stayed true to his career. So, Walter Orthman, hats off to you, man, because you are 100 years old and still working there.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he get a little pin or a trophy, or what does he get?
A plaque,
for
a trophy.
Just
and then
plaque.
His name in a Guinness Book of World Records that I don't think people are going to beat for a very long time.
And his current job. Company. What does he do there now? Does it say?
Just says he works at it. Well, he worked up through the ranks, so he's probably one of the.
He's got to own it by now.
Owners
right?
or managers like, or something right. like that.
Walter's a G.
But he started
oh
as
gosh.
A shipping assistant. back in
Walter
1938.
Is a G.
You guys, World War II was very heavily ongoing when he started that job in 1938. That is crazy. I mean, imagine what he's seen as life goes on. I mean, he saw the invention of color television. He saw radio.
Spaceships.
He saw, I mean,
well, just think of it, too.
And
like
so many textiles.
I know, Jeremy,
so
you've been here 21 years, and that's unheard
oh, God,
of in
don't
radio.
Don't remind me.
But I'm just saying, like, the longest job I've had, I think, is like 7.5 years. So yeah. I can't, 84 years is a
that's
long
stupid.
Time. To be rolling up to the same door. like, oh,
like, good for him,
go
like,
again.
Lasting that long because generally everybody starts hating their employees and their
yeah.
and their coworkers.
Or
and,
dying.
I guess there's also that.
or sewing his hands together. I don't know. What is yeah. he? Is, was he sewing textiles? I need more information.
He was
information.
A shipping assistant, so he was
but
helping
that's where he
ship
started.
Them. Well, yeah, but now
but
he's...
I want to know what else he did there at the textile plant or whatever he was working.
I'll do more research.
Yeah,
for
please.
You,
I need okay. more information on fabric.
Dig, dig, dig.
Fabric. I'll let you know.
But he was that's a funny. G, wasn't he?
He was
Katie?
A G. Come
he
on.
So young.
He's the textile OG.
In the his house.
I know fabric. I know fabric.
The first picture of what the company was a painting. They couldn't even get the actual picture.
I know sewing. And leather. And denim.
I'm going to make me lose my stuff up in here. That's funny. Oh, Walter. That's off to
good
you,
good for
sir.
Him.
Dang.
All right. Yeah. Who's got the minus before I play that song
I
again? Let's start rapping.
The minus. Okay, right. So this is actually kind of gross, so just be aware of this. So over across the pond, the UK, they have something called Wet Wipe Island. And this is disgusting. So authorities, yeah, it's just like that. It's in the Thames River. And so authorities, they've launched a project to mechanically remove an estimated 180 tons of compacted wet wipes that have
come
formed.
On.
These wet wipes have formed a sizable island
come
near
on.
Hammersmith Bridge in London. So it is very apparent, it's evident that there's a mass in the water now. And it looks like an island, and it is completely made of wet wipes. So what they're doing, I know, they're actually having to go in there and break up the wet wipes to get them, you know, because they're like crusted on each other, and
come
it's formed this hard
Katie.
Mass. I'm not kidding. So, yeah, they're saying that this is
like this.
An environmental hazard because not
you
only
think?
Is it disgusting, and people are starting to be like, oh, my God, that is an island made of wet wipes. But now they're finding
just the word
that
wet wipes is
part,
gross.
Well, and then part of the microplastic from the wipes, they've been found inside the river's fish population.
It's
so,
in my mouth. It's
oh,
in my
no,
mouth.
This
oh, my
is
God.
Not good.
The
so,
wet wipe is in my mouth.
Wet wipe island is a thing, and they're trying to, you know, figure out a way to dismantle it, but in the moment, like as of now, this is just
is there a
disgusting
picture?
Story.
I want to see oh, a picture please. Of
yeah.
the wet wipe
no.
island.
Oh, I don't know. If
you're
I
not supposed
Google
to
that.
Flush those, even if they say flushable. You're supposed to throw them in the trash.
One of
exactly,
because it'll clog up your sewer
yes,
system.
One of my really good friends, he apparently used dude wipes, And he apparently one is flushable. They say one per use is flushable, and he would use multiple of those.
What was he eating?
I don't know. But anyway, he blew up his entire piping in the basement, yes. And it flooded. He had to redo his entire basement because it flooded the basement, broke
the pipes.
They
don't disintegrate.
They don't.
And they latch onto the fat blobs in your pipes,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Like the grease and the yep. fat and everything in there, and they just start building up and building up.
Very costly mistake.
And then
absolutely.
You have an island.
And that's the thing, is when you flush them, they go through the systems that bring them out into the water. But now what they have to do with all these wipes after they dismantle them, gross, right? They have to go bring them to the landfill. So that's where they're saying, like, you're not supposed to flush these things. You're supposed to put them in the trash so they can be disposed of properly. So they don't create a wet wipe island.
Why are we adults?
What they need to do, we need to go, they just need to gather them up, rinse them off, wring them out, and reuse them.
No. Jeremy,
what?
I didn't think this story could get any more
if
gross,
you were truly want to reduce, reuse, and recycle, let's wring them out, wash them up, and just pass them out. Let
you
people reuse them.
Those are like the families that use cloth baby diapers.
I know.
And
I'll let you use like the reusable
yeah,
butt wipes,
wash them off. It'll be fine. Wash them off.
This was white when I bought it. Now it's brown.
Give them to that guy at the textile factory and make some wet wipe suits.
There you go.
Yes.
Gross. Make a blanket.
Why not?
Famous
what was his
suit.
Name?
Walter.
Walter in the Walter's wet wipe suit. It sounds like a children's book. Yeah. Ah, I'm going to do
really
it.
Does.
Let's
That's
make
disgusting.
A children's book. Walter in the wet wipe suit.
It's all you. You
it's
do
all
the,
yeah. brown.
You do the illustrations for
yep.
it. You got this. I believe
all
in
on you.
You.
Hold on. I'm
going to
make a note about this. This is going to be huge.
Next Gosh. Big thing. Wet wipe suits.
Yes, wet wipe suits. All right, Walter, look into it. All right, we've got one more for PMI. I've got the interesting. Let's talk about chocolate. We love
yum.
Chocolate. Yum, 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 yum. So this researcher at the University of Bristol in the UK, Dr. Something or Other, created a song that supposedly makes chocolate taste even better
Ooh.
When you're listening to it. Now, what she did is she reviewed about 60 years of scientific research on multi-sensory integration, of course, and composed the music around sonic qualities proven to affect flavor. So there's a method to it with pitch and tempo and harmony. Anyway, she came up with this song. It's called The Sweetest Melody, and it lasts for about the same amount of time it takes for a piece of chocolate to melt in your mouth, which they're saying is roughly 64 seconds. You can get it on YouTube and Spotify. If you're Katie eating into it, you just hear
heavy breathing.
little mouth breathing for chocolate.
I like it, though. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
That was good.
You want the name of it again? I know you do. It's called The Sweetest Melody, and you can find it on the YouTubes. And the Spotify's.
I might actually try that.
I know.
A little chocolate in my mouth. And
we could do it for funsies.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. I like good. This challenge, actually.
And you can use your wet wipe
Let's eat chocolate
later.
And listen to music.
The next day, you can use your wet wipe.